So we've been looking at Hazina, Moshe's last speech, really his highest level, his Tehillim. We've talked about Moshe being author of some of the Tehillim. We're looking at Parshat Hazina as also being the words of Moshe that were incorporated into the Torah as a way of looking at all of Jewish history. God creates the Jewish people as a way of being an example to the rest of the world, brings them into the land, and then they mess everything up. They start worshiping other gods. They lose sight of what they're there for. We show little pictures of up over here, little Israelite idols, right? They make their own idols, and then they are conquered by other nations, and things are bad. And then he
but
says,
Moshe never lives to see that.
No, this is a description. This is a nevuah. He says this is going to happen. This is a warning. So he tells Bnei Yisrael that, you know, I'm going to die now, and this is what's going to happen during the future. Be
yeah.
careful. This is what the future is all about. Number three. And then when we look at the next Aliyah, this is the sixth Aliyah. And he's describing that how foolish the nation is for not realizing that Hashem's hand was behind everything, that we're just blaming things on coincidence. But really, Hashem is causing this. And this is what he says. If only they were wise, they would understand this. If you know, they would understand their fate, their end. How could one have chased 1,000, and two chased 10,000? How could they have won when they were winning? And it was because God has sold them. That God has said, no, I'm not protecting the Jewish people anymore. Hashem has imprisoned them. He looked to Katsurina to Ram. And Moshe is saying that because our rock is not like theirs, the non-Jewish nations, and even our enemies will judge this. Have an ambiguous phrase there. It says, even our enemies themselves being the judges, that even the non-Jews know this. He megefen Sodom gafnam, because the vine of Sodom is their vine. Umisad mot ad amara, and the fields of Amora, so in Israel, they are being compared to Sodom and Amora. They're that evil. And what they're drinking here is the wine of Sodom and Amora, anavemo and berosh, the grapes of poison, ashkelot merot lamo, bitter bunches for them. Hamat yenim yenam, their wine is the venom of snakes, rosh peranim achzar, and I wish actually Nim is also asps, more snakes. And that's the fruit of cruel snakes, vipers. And that's the Bnei Israel are suffering because Hashem is basically feeding them the wine of Asoma Amora. Look, who kamusi madi, this is the guy that's saying is stored in my with me. Hatumbot Tzoratai is sealed up in my storehouses. And what's striking about this, Luchachmu Yaskilu Zot, that if they were wise, they would understand this. It's ambiguous. Who is it talking about? That the Jews don't understand this, or the non-Jews? And the Sifrei actually has that there are two different opinions, obviously. It's a Jewish thing. Rabbi Yehuda Darshim Klapi Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda would say this talk about the Bnei Yisrael. They don't understand what's going on. They're not paying attention. Rabbi Nechemiah Darshim Klapei Amot, and Rabbi Nechemiah says, no, it's the other nations, the ones that are oppressing the Jews, to understand why this is happening. As Rabbi Eisman puts it, on this, that this ambiguity is deliberate. He puts it, there can be no devastating a judgment of level to which we had sunk than this. We reached a point where there's no longer a way to tell whether we or they who's being described. Jews, the non-Jews, they're all the same in this. There's no way to put it together. There's so much for us to do. Right? We're the chosen people, but not anymore. Once we've abandoned Hashem, Hashem is leaving us to be abandoned. We're no longer anything special. We're part of the same. So if only they were wise, they'd understand this. It's them. Like the last scene in Animal Farm. You read Animal Farm?
I read a long time ago.
Everybody needs to read that. Orwell's got great, right? That the creatures look outside from pig to man, from man to pig, from pig to man again. They're always impossible to say which was which. And Hazina described as falling that far that it's no longer possible to say. Are we either servants of Hashem or just other people? And Animal Farm ends there. That's the end of it. But Hashem, Hazina continues with Hashem's response. No, you're all the same to me. But we'll get to this point, and that Hashem will make them drink this wine that he's talking about, the Sidah, the Anavema and Rosh, the bitter wine, the snake venom, and they will suffer. And it is that Hashem is saying, "Halo ku kamusni madi chatumbot ratai, stored up. I'm waiting for this opportunity to make them, Bnei Yisrael, drink this." And this idea, this metaphor of drinking poisoned wine comes up in Tanakh often as a way of as a metaphor for dealing with the consequences of your own actions. You've made this, now you've got to drink it. This is Yeshaya, for instance. Hit ori kumi Yerushalayim. We quote that in Chadodi. Awaken Yerushalayim, asher shetit miyat Hashem akos chomato. That you have already drunk the cup of God's anger. At kovat kos hatarela, you have sipped from the cup of poison of bitterness. Shatita matzita, you've drunk it. You've emptied it out. Now Yeshaya is saying, after this fact, it's time to be redeemed. So Yeshaya is Israel that's drinking the poison of God's anger. Yirmiyahu says the same thing, referring to the enemies of Israel. The same metaphor here. He says, "Kikoa ma'ashem o'ki Yisrael," a lie that God said to me, Yirmiyahu, "Kachet kos hayayin hachem'ah, take this cup of the wine of my anger, hazot mi'adi, take it from me," God's saying to Yirmiyahu. "Yishkito to a kol goyim, cause the other nations to drink, asher shonei, enochi sholeichot chaleihem, that I'm sending you to them. They will now be punished." And so the text is ambiguous. Both interpretations are true. Bnei Yisrael are going to drink from the wine of God's anger, and the nations will afterwards. And then the second half of this Aliyah turns to the salvation of Israel. God says, "I'm not going to wipe them out entirely. They'll be saved." Dina kam v'shilem le'et tamut raglam, that I, God says, reserve vengeance and final payment. Le'et tamut raglam, eventually their legs will slip, kikarov yom edam, because the day of their disaster is getting closer, chash atidot lamo, and the future is speeding toward them. Yadin Hashem amo, because God will judge his people, avadav yitnacham, and will change his mind about his servants. Ki yireh ki ozrat yad, because God will see that there's no one to help. No one's giving them a hand. Efes atzur v'yazuv, and there's no one to help or save them. Bamar Elohimo, and I will say, God says about the other nations, where is their gods? This rock that they've trusted. Asher yochelu, that they think they're who's eating their sacrifices, yisicham, drinking their wine libations. Let those gods come and save you. Sitra, be a shelter for you. Ruata, you need to see now. Ki ani anihu, I am he, I am the one. There's no God beside me. Ani amit v'chaya. I am in control of death and life. Machatzi b'nei rapa, I wound and I heal. Eim yadi matzil, and none will be saved from me. Hashem himself will save B'nai Israel. So that's now a shir. That's a celebration of God's power. And this is called a shir, right? We started out pointing out Vayedaber Moshe Bosnei Kol Chal Yisrael, that Moshe says these words to Bnei Yisrael, Dibrei HaShirah Hazot, these words of this song. Atumami says the whole thing until the end. It's the end here that counts as the shir. Rabbi Shlomo has talked about the nature of shir and Tanakh. What does the song mean? It refers to a victory song. It's a military military poem. And that's a good shir if it attributes great victory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a bad shir that ends up leading to terrible consequences if human beings celebrate their own glory. And give examples of that. So this is a good shear.
But what exactly is it in Hazino? I thought the whole thing was the shear.
Right, but it starts out, doesn't, but the word shear specifically refers to the victory. And it doesn't reach to that point until here at the end. Most of it's saying how badly we've messed up, how terrible the consequences are going to be. Now we get to the point where that I wound and I heal, and there's no one can save, be saved from me. This is the point where Hashem is avenging his people. This is now the shear part, or what makes the whole thing a shear.
When you have 66 at the top there, is that the Tehillim?
No. These are the source numbers in this whole.
These are sources.
Yeah, so, yes. If you want to know, this is source number 66.
Is this from Devarim, or where is that from?
The Devarim.
Okay.
The Devarim Perek Lamed Bet, this is Parshat Hazina.
Okay.
So that's the Sukkot, Lamed Hey, Lamed Vav, etc. Okay. So I number them, so in case you're following along and you actually printed it out, you can see where I am. So now, right, source 67 is the one that says this is a shir. This is a victory song. Rabbi Eisenman points out the problem with seeing this as a shir. And this is quoting the Brisker Rav. Yitzchak Zav Alevi Soloveitchik, that would be Rav Soloveitchik's uncle. And there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Ani b'chatzecha v'tachti yigel b'yishuvatecha shul Hashem gemala. We quote this a lot. A lot of people are saying Tehillim Yud Gimel is part of the Tehillim that we say, praying for Eretz Yisrael and Sahal. It says, you know, and I have faith in your kindness. I rejoice in your salvation. Ashira Hashem, I sing to God, Kigamala, because he has saved me. Redeem me. Shemagon Rab Chaim. So this would be Chaim Brisker, that's Soloveitchik's grandfather. There's a question. We need to understand. Matayef Sharlomar Shira Al Hanes. When do we sing Shira? So Shira is a victory. Now, we have a miraculous victory. When do we sing Shira? Imrach acha shekara kvar hanes. Do we say it after the miracle? Ogam imya libo batuach shekranes. Or the point where we're sure it's going to happen. We don't. It hasn't happened yet, but we know, we have faith it's going to happen. Can you sing Shira about a victory that hasn't happened yet? We're going to Navi Yomar lo ken. You have a prophecy that it will happen. Yachol kvar lomar Shira al hanes. Can you sing Shira? Does that count? And so that's what this pasuk tells us. It says, "I have confidence in your kindness." That when you're confident in God's kindness, then you can rejoice. That's the gila. Yes, simcha alze. You'll be happy to know that this will work out. But matay ashira l'Hashem, when can you say shira? In this sense of shira, a song for God, that is huraki gamalai, when it's already happened. Shidakora v'niya neskavar, once it's happened. Beforehand, it's not a shira. So, how can we call hazino a shira if this is talking about the future? We haven't seen this happen yet.
Right.
We're praying for lina kam b'shilam, God will pay us back. It hasn't happened. So the answer is that Hazina is not a shir about the ultimate victory over enemies. There's a different shir that we'll sing for the future. And this is a Midrash Tavkuma, talks about the 10 things that are defined as shir. Amal Yisrael, Esher Shiro. B'nai Yisrael, the course of Tanakh, saying 10 things that are called a shir. A victory song. One, obviously, Shir HaTayam, as Yashir. It says in the list of it, Revit Amar Moshe. The fourth one is this, Hazina, of Kalot Moshe Achtov et Hashira Hazot. But the tenth one is Latid, the tenth one is in the future, which is a Mizmor Shir Lashem Shir Chadash. We talked about that a while ago, previous Shir, about a Shir, about this Shir. This is the song for the future ultimate generation. This is a Shir. Hazina is a Shir about Hashem telling us, Astira Panai Mehem, I'm hiding from them. And that's the victory there is a realization that even the most terrible times, Hashem's still with us. Maybe hidden, but Hashem's still there. And this is the way Gedalia Shor puts it. It's true, my face is hidden, but it's still I. And the pasuk says, "Re'u ata ki ani ani hu." You should see that I am he. I am still there, present you always. It is me who's doing the hiding. That burning from Psichs, I can't pronounce Psichsra, preach, is a message that Hazino teaches us. We sing even when we're the victims of God's anger, because as long as He is with us, we feel safe and cared for. So when the pasuk says, "Re'u ata ki ani ani hu," I see that I who am He. The I is the first person, the presence. We use He to talk about a person, the third person, not in front of us. So please understand, God is calling out to us that even when you experience me as a who, as a He, it's really I'm still the Ani there. I'm still there at your side, and that's what the Shir is all about. There's much to sing about, as he puts that, even when we suffer, because that's what Hazin. The whole thing is a realization that Hashem's still there. Still, I'm still guiding us, and that's what Hazina is all about. And so, the end of Hazina is five psukim that describes Hashem's victory. It's pretty gory, but we can finish with that. And he says, "I raise my hands to the heavens." It's Hashem described it. Hashem takes the vow as a word, as it were. And I say that I will live forever. I exist forever. Im shanati barachabi, when I sharpen the sword of my lightning, tachoz b'mishpat yadi, I hold on to judgment. Hashiv nakam sarai, I will return vengeance to my enemies. Masanaya shalem, I will pay back those who hate me. Askir chitzay midam, my arrows will be drunk with blood. And my sword will consume flesh. From the blood of the corpses and the prisoners. From the exposed heads of the enemy. That's pretty explicit there. And that's what we always say, Hashem yikom damam, that we're not the ones doing this. We're asking God to take this revenge, pay them back. And then the end is Hanina go yemamo, and in the end, the other nations will celebrate his people. Kidam Aba Adab come, because he will pay back the blood of his servants. Come Yeshiva Sarav, he will exact vengeance on his enemies, or on the one who hurt them, on their enemies. And God will forgive his land and his people. Even after all the terrible things that happened, God will forgive us, save us, and return us to the land, and that's the Kripera Matoama. And that's the end of Hazinu, as this long reading as the Tehillim, starting out with things are bad, but they will get better. And that's the same message that we see through Tehillim as well. And this is relatively short, but I am going to stop here, because I've got to prepare next week's Shir. But that remains the Tefillah, that things were bad, but they will get better.
That's a
very
good one.
Apropos. Yeah.
Yes. And the hustle is back safely.
Thank you, Danny.
No,
Thank
I can't
you.
see any possible way of getting out of this, what's happening right now.
I know. It's very scary.